study of prophecy. They identify a wicked ruler at the end of the world. And this is not in agreement with traditional Protestant understanding, nor is it in agreement with the Bible. Our next quote, many antichrists, tells us in 1 John 4:8 that it isn't, antichrist is not to be understood as a singular entity. It says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that antichrist shall come. Now, even now, are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And you can go into the books that come out of the Reformation time period and afterwards and find that when there was a fairly complete consensus in the Protestant world that the antichrist of Bible prophecy was the Catholic Church, you would find that those authors that set it forth, either in spoken or written word, used this passage out of 1 John 4:8 to identify the Catholic Church from the point of view that the Pope is the Antichrist, and there were many popes. Now, this doesn't deny the fact that the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy also teach that there's attitudes that a man or woman can have that, in a more general sense, identifies them as an Antichrist as well. But prophetically, whatever the Antichrist power is, the Reformers, and since that time, Adventism has understood that this plurality of Antichrist was addressing the many popes that have existed throughout history. And you, if you go back into history, you will find that there were times in the Catholic Church when there would be more than one pope claiming to be the ruler of the Catholic Church. And during those arguments, those contentions to take control of the Catholic Church, those opposing popes would use the Bible to identify the other pope as the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. So the Catholic Church itself has used the same biblical rules for identifying the head of the Catholic Church as the Antichrist as Protestants do. Only it was him, not me, when that was going on between the popes. Some of the principles that can identify a person who's exhibiting the characteristics of Antichrist are in the following quotations from 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. And from Review and Herald, March 8, 1906, he who denies the personality of God and his Son Jesus Christ is denying God in Christ. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. If you continue to believe and obey the truths you first embraced regarding the personality of the Father and the Son, you will be joined together with him in love. There will be seen that union for which Christ prayed just before his trial and crucifixion. So that